I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. You might remember a disturbing story from a decade or so ago. It's hard to forget, actually. It was about the systematic torture by members of the U.S. military at the Abu Ghraib prison in Afghanistan. Well, there are reports out now of a similar situation in Yemen, and it's just as disturbing. So if that's a concern, you might want to take a break and tune back in about 5 minutes. The story is this. There's evidence of prisoner abuse by an American ally in Yemen in the war against al-Qaeda. It emerged through testimony from Yemeni prisoners and their families and from former prison guards. But instead of horrific photos to document the alleged torture, this time the pictures were drawn by hand by an alleged victim in what looks like blue magic marker on small plastic plates. We spoke to AP reporter Maggie Michael about one event she documented. It took place in March of this year and allegedly involves interrogators who prisoners say spoke with Emirati accents.
They started to line up the prisoners and take them in group of threes into a room where they ordered them to undress and lay down before they started to do an anal search, searching for cell phones.
Searching for cell phones on these detainees?
Yes, because they believe they have been speaking and communicating with the outside world, with their families and activists and journalists for a few weeks, and they wanted to find out how they're doing this.
And these detainees are Yemenis who've been put in prisons in southern Yemen, and these prisons are run by the United Arab Emirates.
Yes.
And so the United States and the UAE are sort of partners and allies in the war on terror in Yemen. And
yes.
So the importance of this story that you're telling us is because a key U.S. ally is indirectly or possibly directly involved in the torture of detainees.
Yes. The role of and complicity of U.S. has many levels. One level is that their ally is doing the torture. The second level is that there are American interrogators in many of these sites, and the interrogators are taking confessions or testimonies from detainees who were subjected to torture. The third level is there is a possibility that the American interrogators know about what's happening and turning blind eye.
What is the evidence of torture? How did you verify the story?
This is a story that started in 2016. We started at that time speaking to families who were holding demonstrations all the time, searching for their loved ones who disappeared when UAE-backed forces stormed their houses, arrested their kids, and then vanished. When we traveled to Yemen and interviewed former detainees, we spoke to at least 20 of them who gave us testimonies that matched each other about details of how they were tortured, held inside shipping containers, deprived from communicating with the outside world, physically abused, sexually abused on hands of the Emiratis. That was the first part of our investigation.
So you're talking to detainees separately, and they're all telling the same story about
exactly
what happened. Okay, what is the evidence that there are Americans involved in torture?
This is based on several testimonies by Yemeni officers who were working inside these detention facilities, by prisoners who told us that during interrogations, they heard the guards talking about the Americans. And the third is actually last year, U.S. officials acknowledge that they actually have interrogators on the ground.
So they're acknowledging they have interrogators. But again, what is the evidence that Americans are the ones doing torturing?
We haven't said that the Americans are the ones who did the torture. We confirmed that the Emiratis are the ones who did the torture. In this investigation, we said that the prisoners believe that the Americans know about the torture because they either hear their screams or see marks of torture because they are present inside the same place where the torture takes place.
Why do you find the testimony of the former detainees credible?
I also got information from officials who used to work with the Emiratis, and one of them actually was involved in torture. And this man, along with two others, have defected and turned against the Emiratis and fled the country. And I spoke to them and I got their accounts, and they matched to a great extent what the prisoners said. So I have from two sides, the prisoners and the officials who were involved and were very close to the Emiratis at the time.
What is the U.S. military saying in response to your reporting?
This time, they just dismissed all the reports and they said they haven't received any solid allegation so they can investigate. But what we know is that there is investigation ongoing right now after the Senate voted in favor of starting this investigation in what is the role of U.S. in torture of detainees in Yemen.
The AP's Maggie Michael. We asked Emirati officials for comment, and they directed us to a tweet from their government. It says Yemeni authorities are in complete control of prison systems and, quote, the UAE has never managed or run prisons or secret detention centers in Yemen.